7105. This has been bothering me ever since this girl got off the bus. I just want to make sure this is on a recorded line in case anything happens to her. There was a gentleman in his probably mid-40s, black guy that got on over on Cully, and he tried to follow one girl off the bus over on Flavelle, and she convinced him to stay on the bus and gave him an hour. And then he moved in on the next girl who was on the bus, the only other girl, and was sitting there talking to her. And when she rang the bell at 90th and Causey, she walked up to the front to get off the bus, and I watched in the mirror and saw him getting to the back door. And I asked her, I said, "Are you sure you want to get off here?" And she says, "Yeah, I want to get off here." And when she got off, I don't think she knew that he was getting off at the back door. But it's pretty dark up there, and he was obviously going to follow her. So just in case something happens to her, I just, you know, in case they need tapes from the bus or something, I just hope nothing happens.
Yeah, that's definitely an unfortunate situation. All right, but you're not there anymore, and could you tell if he walked in the same direction as her, or?
Yeah, he was right. She walked to the back of the bus, and he was getting off at the back of the bus, and he was either, like, a couple steps behind her or to the side of her. I couldn't really tell in the dark how close they were, but he's just sketchy, and I don't know what he was. He knew she was getting off there. That's why he jumped up and went out the back door, because the other girl convinced him to stay on the bus, because I think she knew what was up. He was talking to her for a long time, and she gave him an umbrella. She says, "Well, I don't want to see you stuck out in the rain." That's all I really heard of the whole conversation. But she gave him an umbrella she had in her bag, and then as soon as she got off and, you know, told him to stay on the bus, he moved in on the other one and started talking to her. So I don't know what his story was.
All right. Do you have a description of him?
Yeah, he's probably like mid-sized guy, you know, like an average-sized guy, not too heavy, but more on the heavier side than the thin side, just, you know, average size. He's probably, I want to say 5'10", maybe, something like that, in his 40s. He had on the best that I can recollect was sort of a beige jacket, kind of a, not a blazer, what I'm trying to think of. Like with elastic around the bottom and on the sleeves. I don't know what that's called, but that kind of jacket, but I think golf, but that's not really right.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of know. Did he by chance have sunglasses?
I'm sorry, some what?
Did he have any sunglasses with him?
No sunglasses, but he is carrying a short umbrella that another girl gave him. I don't know what. I think it's kind of multicolored, but it's a short, you know, the one that compacts down to a small piece. And he had on, I believe he had on jeans, either black or dark blue jeans, and some kind of tennis shoes, I think.